fortunately, our current artist had a really nice opening, but you know, there's nobody going through there right now. We're really starting to kind of hum along with all kinds of different programming in there, and it all just kind of came to a screeching halt in about 48 hours. So,
you were also becoming a very important part of Broad Ripple Village, which has been working very hard to try to up its small businesses, its arts outreach, as opposed to just having bars and restaurants in that area.
Right. Exactly. And we hope to, I mean, we hope to be able to continue to do that. I mean, we're remaining optimistic.
The productions that you offer there, you partner with a lot of smaller independent directors and performers. So your theater specifically has a real trickle-down effect on a lot of other artists in the community.
First of all, it's a professional theater, so all of our artists get paid, and we try to pay as well as we possibly can on mostly non-equity contracts, so we've worked with equity as well. And but in 1980's case, we had to postpone the contracts for four actors and six designers and myself, so because I was actually done directing that piece whenever we're able to do it. So, yeah, that's a lot of work and income that all just kind of got pushed down the river for who knows how long.
Have you talked to any local playwrights right now? I mean, certainly this whole experience has got to be overwhelming for them, but also inspiring for them. I'm imagining some really interesting theater productions coming as an aftermath of this experience.
We have the ability, when it does, with our Storefront Labs, which we had just announced only last month, which is our monthly reading series for Indianapolis playwrights. We might start seeing this particular subject matter come through when we are able to resume that.
Because so many artists and performers are kind of moving to this virtual platform for now, just to keep active and to keep their work out there, theater really does need that live audience to perform in front of. Do you think we'll be able to go back to that after all of this?
I do. I'm remaining as optimistic as I possibly can. I really do. Theater has been around for a really long time and seen a lot of hard times and has always rebounded. And it's usually the first form to rebound in such a way that responds to things that are happening in your community, in your country, in your world. You know, we're obviously, like everybody else, reaching out to donors, reaching out to foundations, looking for help for now to keep businesses in place that can't do anything right now because we physically require having those people in the room. I literally can't have anybody in my business right now because my business is people being together. You know, the way that we're putting it is, you know, if you can help us out now, we will make it worth your while when we're able to return. And I would like to think that there's going to be a real hunger for seeing people live performances, being in a room with people again, and all of those things.
Well, I hope we can all wish you a break a leg in very soon, Ronan. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.